This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly, chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door.
Use code MIX40 to get $40 off your meal plan. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers. Save 34% off hosting with code MMAN34ALL. Smart Home is one of the world's largest home automation retailers. Get $20 off $100 or more with code TAKE20OFF.
Mattress Firm, brands you trust at competitive prices. Get 15% off with code MMANUTS15.
Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 421.
421!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Back with the MMA show. By our fans, for our fans, walk live between serious and ridiculous.
You almost fucked that up. It was like...
209.
You almost did. I could feel it.
What's going on?
You're right on the edge.
Ah, I'm a fucking season.
What's going on? You're going on, man.
No,
we're back.
You are, world traveler.
We're
what's
back.
Going on?
I'm back
where
from Europe. I went
to your
trips? Budapest and Munich, Germany, and Barcelona, and a short stop in Ireland where I had a pint and some whiskey.
Not even proper 12.
Not proper 12.
Blasphemous.
Speaking of proper 12, I will say this.
Yes?
I was shocked. Going through Europe, that shit is fucking everywhere. Proper 12, I could not get away from it. I haven't tried it, probably should, but apparently Conor McGregor doing quite well with this whiskey, because it is everywhere, literally.
Is he a billionaire from the whiskey?
I don't know.
Because think about, you know, you've heard, I don't know if it was George Clooney or somebody that sold his tequila business, like hundreds of millions, if not a
Avion
billion dollars.
Avion or whatever, is
something
that the one?
Crazy.
Avion, yeah.
But, man, just from zero to everywhere,
everywhere.
In less than a year.
Everywhere, even here in the States, I see ads for the shit on trucks driving by. A little shitty liquor store by my house has a sign up for proper. I don't know if they're making money or they're just spending shit
well,
tons on marketing.
What percentage he owns, right, of that?
I thought it was 50% or something.
Holy
crazy.
Fuckball!
So I thought so.
Holy shit!
I don't know what
man.
Proper 12 means either. It's like 12-year-old or something. 12-year-old.
They're into 12. You talk about some Michael Jackson.
Talking about whiskey,
shit?
Not pedophilia, Matt.
Oh,
but
too bad.
Interesting, you took it there.
It's a hot topic these days.
Apparently so.
No interest in it.
I don't. Have you watched that Michael Jackson
documentary? I won't watch it.
I don't want to watch it.
I don't need it. I don't need to know what is already known, right?
Yeah, he's a guy that's a fucking sicko, and a great musician at the same time. I mean, you can be both. Look at R. Kelly, right? But let me just say before we start.
What?
Please go to Netflix and watch the Motley Crue movie. It's fantastic. Please do that. You will have drink some beers, get a little high before. You will enjoy yourself. Can we talk a little MMA?
Yeah, let's talk about some fights that happened. I'm trying to figure out how to adjust my screen brightness because once again,
it's an ongoing problem. Can't you just scroll up or something?
I don't know, Ingo. These fucking computers.
Screen brightness.
Right here.
Somewhere right there. Yeah,
thank you.
He's got it.
Holy balls.
It's Chromebook. Welcome to the 29th century.
Yeah, at least it worked this week. Remember 2 weeks ago, they have all sorts of fucking
technology
issues.
Technology is a bitch.
So I don't remember which fight happened first. I think it was, wasn't it Jorge Masvidal?
Yes.
Fucking starching Darren Till. Just, brutal. Oh, man. Right?
Brutal KO. Shut off the lights, man.
And then what happens backstage? He's doing an interview.
He gets rolled up. It was weird because the video showed him talking, and then there was like a noise over here, and he walked over. And who showed up?
Oh, who was it? Leon Edwards?
Yes. And there was a little conversation for a minute, and then there was a lot of punches thrown.
Fucking Masvidal.
Very quickly. Very quickly.
What the fuck?
And I was like, whoa. And what did he call it? A three-piece and a drink or something?
Something like that.
Yeah, he gave him a little three-piece and a drink.
It looked like a five-piece to me, man.
It did look like more than three. And, I mean, what is your take? Do you think that's called for?
I think it's hilarious. It's just mid-interview. Because we saw it was similar to that Strikeforce when Jake Shields is in the fucking ring and Mayhem comes up and fucks his interview up. And then that's when all the Diaz brothers shut Mayhem. And it was fucking Mayhem's fault. But, you know, the funnier thing, I think, is Dana White talking about this afterwards, and he's not mad at Masvidal, he's not mad at Edwards. He's just mad at the UFC security for not keeping them apart. So I'm wondering, are they going to, you know how kids, like those crazy parents, I see them at Disneyland or whatever, They have those leashes for the kids.
Ah.
Are we going to do this to the fighters now?
Maybe. So
that, you can don't talk about me. Get on my back. Hold on.
Well, I do believe that the promotion has responsibility to keep the commotion down, you know?
Well, they fail every step of the way here.
Well, I think partially they like a little bit of this because it sells fights. And what's more interesting than two guys who, whenever they get in the same 5 feet of each other, they can't stop swinging?
They're like little cats.
That's great. That's great. That's what everybody wants to see. And I can't fault the man. I mean, he's old school. Guys step into him.
Yeah, this is a Kimbo Slice backyard brawl.
Yeah. You can't step in my like radius and not expect to get hit.
My domicile?
Exactly. So I think no harm, no foul. You think there'll be any fines or anything?
No, and it was weird because, you know, what's happening in the UK, so they're going, huh? What are the laws regarding assaults over here?
Yes.
There are none.
You know, zero.
Press no charges.
Assault away.
No harm, no foul.
Yeah, they have no guns there, right?
So I don't know.
It's all good. I don't think they allow guns. They have billy clubs, the cops.
Nice.
In the UK, yeah.
That's what it's all about. Uh-huh. Good billy club. Good stiff club.
Up the ass?
I don't know why you like to take it there.
I'm just saying.
This guy taking it up the ass.
Up the ass. And then we had... Yeah. Just over the weekend.
Yeah.
A little Pettis.
Moving up to 170, right?
Yes. And making a statement quite quickly. Can you tell us what happened?
It's fucking Starch's Wonder Boy with a Superman punch.
Did not see that coming at
no,
all.
No, he was getting lit up too. So yeah. This new version of Pettis, he's taking 10 to deliver one. He's kind of going with the Justin Gaethje.
Yeah, and... I think coaching-wise, they were very happy with his performance. They thought overall, like, this is the style they want to see from Pettis. And I got to agree, like, it's more exciting.
Yeah, you said he's trying to be more fan-friendly.
Yeah.
I like it.
Hey, we love it. That was a sick KO. And Wonderboy even said, like, I don't know what the fuck
he's
happened.
Like, did I just time travel? He's in the, there's this, someone put together a little video showing of how people reacted to being knocked out, and I think it's TJ Dillashaw crying, and then it's Yujiro Los Santos crying, and then it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk crying. And then you fast forward to Wonderboy, he's like, I don't know what the fuck happened. He got all goofy in the hospital. I think I just time traveled. Now I'm back here in the backstage.
Yeah.
Good for him, though.
Yeah, good for him. I worry, though, because he's not fared so well lately.
I think he was real stoked that, hey, man, it wasn't a draw, you know?
Good point. So I guess it's better to get KO'd than the draw or decisioned?
Yeah, would you rather lose by a decision or lose in dramatic fashion? I'm a show pleaser, a fan pleaser.
Yeah.
I'd rather go out.
Can you get paid
shoot.
For getting knocked out? Let me think.
Fight of the night.
They got that. That's true. They both got that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. Who gets paid to get knocked out? That's a good question. In a few. But
maybe later I might have something for you.
Okay. Is that it? Oh, you guys.
And then this weekend we have, speaking of Gaethje, we have Justin Gaethje versus Edson Barboza in a battle of the leg kicks to see who's gonna take what where. And Gaethje's quote was, "We'll see whose bones are harder."
Oh, geez, is that on ESPN Plus or Fight Pass?
Yeah, we'll talk about that soon. Everything's on ESPN Plus.
Yes,
right. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about the ESPN Plus?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Apparently, there's a deal that just happened.
Yeah, so going forward, and I think it starts with this next pay-per-view, all UFC pay-per-views are going to be on ESPN Plus.
Yep.
And you have to be a subscriber to ESPN Plus to have the privilege to buy the pay-per-view. So from a fan perspective, what do you think this is? Is this good or bad? Why or why not?
Well, me, being one who does not have... standard cable, I could give a shit where they have it.
Yeah.
But for someone like yourself, who has standard cable, who prefers the cable broadcast because it's better quality usually, I can see why you'd be pissed.
Well, I'm worried about the stream. You know, the stream has not been flawless, and now if you want to think about stress testing the system, okay, now you're going to have all the pay-per-views running through there.
Yeah, because you can't...
A million.
It's not coming through your Comcast or TiVo box anymore.
No. No, so I'm really worried about the quality of the stream. The benefit that I see to all this is that can I watch the fights, say I purchase it on ESPN Plus, tomorrow or the day after the event, can I go there and watch it? Because I can't do that with the stupid TiVo box I have right now.
No.
They have like some copyright bullshit.
I doubt they let you do that. I'd be shocked if they did.
That would be a bonus.
So once you buy it, once you own it forever?
You should.
I think that's not a bad idea.
Should. Should be like buying a movie on Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, so I'm worried about stream quality. There could be that added bonus about the whatever. But what's going to happen? I'm going to look back at my note here. To the bargaining power of the athletes.
It's going to go down.
Because ESPN now, they're in charge of the price. Yeah. This is the other thing that came out of this. They're going to determine what the price of the pay-per-view is. So they, I think they're doing a package deal right now where if you're a new subscriber, you pay whatever the amount is for the service, and then I think $30 more and you get one pay-per-view for free. Kind of, whatever that works out to.
That's
but there's going to be, they're going to be able to offer deals.
Uh-huh.
Deals are good.
But the question is, then it goes to the fighter, because I wonder if this is what was happening with Conor McGregor, right? They're saying, oh, you're going to be the co-main event. He doesn't have the leverage now because ESPN's in there, and we don't know what the deal is either.
Yeah.
Because I think what they were saying is, back in the day, it was 50% UFC, 50% the whoever's providing the pay-per-view. And it looked like UFC was trying to get 65-35. They had a verbal agreement with a couple people. Couldn't get it across the board, so they said, fuck it. Everything's going to ESPN.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a smart move overall. I got to say, I know you're not a fan of it, but for me, I like it.
Well, I'm just wondering, why do I still have cable?
Exactly. I haven't had cable in like 2 years. I don't miss it one bit. You know, you can get Netflix, and then you can get first of all, you need some kind of modem. You still got to pay Comcast or whatever. But get Netflix, and then maybe something like ESPN Plus, and you're set. And I even went so far as I bought a $40 HD antenna. Mm-hmm. I have local high-definition TV for free through my Xbox. You can get a little adapter, and boom. And the Xbox, like, they have that Microsoft TV or whatever mm-hmm. on there. I get, like, 35 channels for free. Huh. And you mix that in with Netflix, and maybe if you want HBO Go for... By the way, Game of Thrones, holy shit. You know, you're set. You're spending maybe $65-70 a month for everything versus $100-some, you know. I think it might be worth it. I don't know. I think.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to it. I want to see how it's going to play out.
Yeah.
If I can replay the pay-per-views, I'm in.
That'd be awesome.
And the stream quality has to hold up, and you have to be able to, after the event, pick the fight you want to watch.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Because and you can't change the broadcast because they're already doing it with not showing the ring card girls, and they're putting commercials in, like crazy commercials.
Yeah.
If I'm paying for ESPN Plus as a service and I'm paying for the pay-per-view, don't triple dip me with commercials. I want to hear what the corners are telling the fighters in between rounds. That shit's important to me. I need to hear what's being said.
I agree. And I will say one thing still. ESPN Plus should not exclude ESPN. If they combine those two, that's worth it to me. Right now, it's like ESPN Plus is completely separate from ESPN. I don't like that.
Right, because how do... So if I can cut cable, how do you... Can you buy just a straight ESPN...
You cannot.
Subscription.
No, you can't.
I think
they have a deal with cable and DirecTV. Right. So that sucks. I don't watch a lot of ESPN anyways, but it's interesting. I feel like that's the next step. They're just gonna offer ESPN Plus and ESPN for a flat rate kind of thing, and then you'll be able to...
Well, here we go with all these stupid services, right? This is the thing that I feared, and now, because there's another rumor floating out, since Disney's been buying everything up, will Disney eventually buy the UFC now? Because this puts them one step closer as owning ESPN.
Good point. They might.
Because Paramount owns Bellator.
Yep.
And this may be the counter to, hey, man, we need to buy something. Do we have four? Well, actually, it's probably going to be, do we have $6 billion that we could just blow on the UFC?
Disney has that and then some, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's just weird because I also don't want the watered downness of, they're going to swear. They're going to swear on a pay-per-view. Oh, my God, don't show any tits and ass on the pay-per-view.
Here we go. Yeah. Based on 2015 revenue. Disney's net worth is nearly $130 billion. I think they have enough money to buy the UFC.
I would hope so.
I think they have more than
well, you have what? They have Star Wars,
4 years
have
ago.
Marvel.
Yep.
And then all the movies, Pixar.
Yes, exactly. Mm. In 2018, they're apparently, according to this, they're worth $140 billion. Wow. That's insane.
Well, I just wonder, too, with all the services, I know The Zone just raised their price.
Yep.
They went up to $19.99 a month right now.
Wow.
For new subscribers, it says current subscribers could still get it for $9.99 a month until March of 2020. But then that's another one where, like, do I really need that?
No.
I mean, I have it right now, but
I don't think you need it.
I just really wanted it for...
Are you doing the pay-per-view here this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I might or whenever. I don't, not this weekend, but next.
Oh,
it's in April.
It's the following weekend?
It might be in two more weeks.
Ooh, I might be able to... Whoa. What's going to happen if I can come to that?
I don't know. You haven't been able to come in like 2 years.
The universe is going
to
implode.
Literally 2 years.
Right.
I think.
It's been a while. No, not 2 years. Maybe like
it's
a year.
Been about... It's been over a year.
At least
sure.
a year. Yeah. It'd be something.
It's weird.
Anyways. All right.
And what else is going on?
Well, in other news, Conor McGregor announces he's deciding to retire from MMA. Apparently, he is donezo. And to go along with that, there is some news that apparently he's got some sexual assault accusations.
Allegedly.
He's under investigation over sexual assault accusations in Ireland. Do you think these two are related?
It's very coincidental.
It's weird,
isn't it?
I mean, why has he got to retire, though, with the sex? I don't understand.
He doesn't have to.
No.
Money can pay off a lot of problems.
He can. And I feel like, to me, this seems like a big marketing ploy. You know, Conor.
What, to rape someone? what the fuck are you talking about, man?
No, not to rape somebody, man. Oh, my God.
What the fuck is going on here?
It's not R.
This
Kelly.
This guy goes over to, like,
it's
other
Conor
countries.
Conor McGregor,
comes
not
back.
R. Kelly, okay?
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, either Michael Jackson or R. Kelly. Okay. I mean, R. Kelly is apparently blaming the parents for selling the kids to him.
I don't know.
I'm not sure what's up with that, but whatever. It's neither here nor there. Talking about Conor McGregor.
Okay.
He retires.
Right.
Got this legal battle potentially happening.
Okay.
I think it's a big ploy. Number one, I think he's running from Cowboy Cerrone. Number one.
Okay.
Number one, he's ducking him.
I like this.
Yeah, because he's fucking scared of Donald Cowboy Cerrone. Number two, how do you stay relevant when you're not fighting? You retire, and then you come back.
We did that, what was it, in 2016, right?
We did, yeah.
And Dana White said, it doesn't really seem like there's any issues. It's just, he's trying to create more publicity, right?
Yeah, and he's making lots of money off his whiskey, as we talked about.
Oh, he doesn't need to fight. I think that was the other point. You fight Mayweather, you make, $100 million or whatever? Multiple. Tens of millions of dollars,
yep.
If not $100 million. Add your whiskey in, add your Habib fight and your Diaz fight. Mm-hmm. Literally, probably doesn't need to fight again, but.
Yeah, he's literally the highest paid MMA fighter in the history of MMA.
Mm-hmm.
By a long shot.
Yeah, in like the span of, what, a handful of years?
Yeah, not even Brock Lesnar came close. So it's pretty amazing, and I think he can dictate. Now, there's rumors that one of the reasons why he's doing this is because he wants a stake in the UFC.
Dana said, there's no fucking way. He's basically, go fuck yourself. You can invest in the UFC. We're not going to give you a piece.
Yeah.
And if he wanted that, he should have got it before they sold it. You know, that's the time to get in, not now. I mean, he's probably still appreciating in value, but now we're also at that we're at that bastardized level. When we were talking about the ESPN Plus, it's almost like they don't give a fuck about what this does to the average fan.
Yep.
It's just what gives us the most amount of money.
Yep.
And if fighters leave, Dana doesn't even seem like he gives a shit.
No.
Like, here's your number one draw. It doesn't matter because I don't know what ESPN is giving them.
Probably
I have no
not.
Idea, right?
Big money.
If they were at, what is it, $300 million? For whatever they had before the pay-per-view deal, and now what? You get another how much?
Billions.
A billion a year? I mean, I don't even know what the split is, but it has to be a little more favorable. So it could be that 65-35.
Yeah.
Or maybe 70-30.
Yeah, it could be. I wonder, too, now I'm thinking about it, like if the ESPN Plus thing will increase overall pay-per-view sales, at least temporarily.
Well, I mean, I think it just helps everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's going to be a dip, for sure, because if you have to buy the package, not everyone's going to come in. I think you're going to see a lot more piracy initially.
Maybe they should offer a free 3-month subscription with the first pay-per-view buy or something.
Well, now they can.
That would be a good
and
idea.
Maybe we'll finally get to the point where just charge me $500 and you get everything for the fucking year. All pay-per-views, all 10, 11 pay-per-views.
That'd be a deal.
Plus the ESPN Plus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they said that Dana White's Contender Series is all going on ESPN Plus.
So what happens to Fight Pass?
I don't know. They have all the grappling. Hmm. So I think I finally canceled the Fight Pass, but now I have DAZN and ESPN Plus. So I'm just getting railed.
Yeah, I just feel
like, so I have a cable bill, I have a DAZN bill, I have an ESPN Plus bill. I keep
you're paying like
keep
$300
it
a month,
right?
For all the
That's
sports
so ridiculous.
That you watch.
I mean, I get it, but it just seems like you're kind of taking advantage of the fans here.
Myself an email about you kind of are.
And then let's talk about TJ Dillashaw.
What about him?
He failed the drug test.
What?
And he voluntarily gave up his bantamweight title. And I don't know if they've officially suspended him for a year, but Uriah Faber also came out and said, we knew that guy was dirty for like the last 6 years.
Yeah.
What? So you're just kind of condoning that? You're fucking Jose Canseco-ing him right now? Like, shit on the guy while he's down?
Of course, that's what everybody likes to do. Squat and shit.
And I think Garbrandt was saying that at one of the press conferences. Like, you're on fucking everything and anything.
It doesn't surprise me.
No, and I'm curious to see what it was, because all these other guys put up some kind of fight, supplements, this, supplement that. He's just like, okay, here's the belt. I'm walking away. Like, what does he get caught with then? HGH,
probably
EPO,
everything. Well,
something.
I mean,
something
I feel like I think it's been well established that when he had that run, that he was on something.
Everybody's on something.
You know, but he just next level something, because he looked like just in phenomenal physical. You can't be in that great of. There's impossible to be that freaking. Cardio, strength, power, speed, all that shit combined without, it's not possible. You cannot train 3 times a day unless you're on some shit. It's impossible. You have to be on something. So, you know, he got caught now.
And here's a guy, he just had the chance to win 2 world titles, and now he has 0 world titles.
It's a sad story.
Quite a
Q1 spin. Of 2019 is not so great for TJ Dillashaw.
We're hoping Q1 of 2020 gonna be a little bit better.
Hopefully. Or I would say for him, Q3 or 4 of this year will be fine. I think he's in the
No, he's looking at least a year.
Yeah, maybe. He's going to fight.
Yeah. Remember how aggressive they were getting with the guys? He might be 2 to 4 years.
Tainted supplements. What was that rule now they had with tainted supplements?
They were still giving out, I think, 6 months for that.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, December, he's going to fight.
Mm-mm. No? He's doing hard time 1 year. And maybe that's why Faber's coming back, right? Did we talk about that during the show, or was that pre-show?
That's pre-show. But, yeah,
right,
Uriah Faber looks like he's going to end retirement. He's looking to return to the UFC and make his comeback. I think you make a good point. That all of a sudden, Dillashaw's like, oh, I'm out. Faber's like, I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
And Cruz out forever?
Well, yeah. He's too busy commentating. But I think this sets it up. I think Faber comes back and has a fight, and maybe he fights Dillashaw at some point in the near future again.
It wouldn't surprise me. And, you know, it's not like he looked terrible. He was always competitive. And all these guys, they can't stay away, man.
No.
I think the money is too good.
Of course.
You know, I would venture to say he's going to get $200,000 at least.
Well, plus there's that, and there's also the excitement of the fight. You know,
sure.
I would imagine that stage, you know, we've been in the arena, we've been close and we've seen the back, the feeling you got to get from like stepping out in that kind of atmosphere. I don't think anything can top that. So when you're a fighter your whole life and you retire, it's like you got to be thinking about that nonstop, that, that feeling of like the crowd and the fight and the excitement and all that shit that goes with it. It's not shocking to me that guys like Chuck Liddell are still fighting at 90, you know?
No, I told you my, my taste with the Tough Man competition in 95. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
But the you fight
30 years ago.
Yeah, seriously. Jesus Christ. You fight in front of 6,000 people. So you get hit, you hear the crowd, ah! You hit that guy, you hear the crowd, ah! Like, fuck, man. Let's just rock him, sock him this shit. I don't even care. Fuck defense.
Yes.
But you can see how easily that shit gets addictive because it's that 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 roar of the crowd. There's nothing like that roar.
Yes, sir. I agree. Let's see. Oh, John Jones set for UFC 239. Apparently, him and Miocic were going to fight, but that's not going to happen. So we're going to do Thiago Santos.
Yeah, let's go through all the fights coming up, and let's give it a thumbs up. A middle or a down. Okay, right, so what do we got? We got John Jones.
Thiago Santos. I'm kind of like halfway.
I don't give a shit.
Okay.
Robbie Lawler versus Tyron Woodley 2.
I'm in the middle again.
I'm down because I thought we should have done the rematch. Like, why aren't we doing Lawler and Askren?
Because nobody cares.
No, we care because he got fucked. That stupid bullshit choke.
Fuck Ben Askren.
Donald Cerrone versus Ally Aquinta.
That's going to be a rock and sock.
I'm good, but I still think that should have been Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Donald Cerrone.
That's at 170?
Yeah, I believe so. Okay. I don't know. Could be 55. Okay. I don't even know
I'm
anymore.
Not sure. Yeah.
I think it's 55.
Okay.
Or 70. I'm going to hedge my bet.
70.
Amanda Nunes versus Holly Holm for the 135-pound title.
I'm on board with that. I like it. Down? Wow.
Luke Rockhold moves up to 205 to fight.
Thinking of that Holly Holm ass, though.
Blachowicz. I hear you.
Yeah.
It's nice, but I don't care to see Amanda Nunes fight. She does not move the needle in
what
any
about
direction.
Amanda Nunes
in
ass.
Any
that's
direction.
Double thumbs up those two asses. Like, oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Good for you.
Wait, what was the next fight you mentioned?
Luke Rockhold moving up to 205 to fight Jan Blachowicz.
Who?
It's a good fight. Like, we want that.
Okay.
Rockhold at 205. We're pacing him for a John Jones fight.
Okay, I'll give it a thumbs.
Henry Cejudo and Marlon Moraes are fighting for the bantamweight title at UFC 238 here in Chicago. Once again, we get fucked with the shittiest card of the year.
I'm going to go thumbs medium on that.
Yeah, that's okay, but I forgot what the other fight is. Shevchenko versus Jessica Ai. And then it's just more and more trash. Like, that whole card is just
Chicago never gets good cards.
Sandwich. We always get fucked.
Why is that, do you think?
Because Dana White hates Chicago.
Why?
Remember when Anderson Silva fought Patrick Cote and they had that shitty, and Cote blows out his knee and Dana White said, oh, Chicago, we're going to come back. We're going to make it up to you. Well, it was like fucking 10 years ago and it never made it up.
Never did.
What's going on?
We didn't get Damian Maia and who fought here? Damian got beat up here by Chris Weidman, remember?
That was here?
That was here.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I don't remember. I remember Weidman had to cut like 30 pounds in a week or something.
Yeah, that was a rough one to watch. That was the same card we saw John Jones in the. We were down. Remember eating it in the press room?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was sitting there eating with the, his crew, looking all smug.
Yeah, and we're going, should we like be taking pictures backstage?
Right.
Like, I don't think we should be taking pictures.
I'm going to go up to him and say, like, you fucking asshole. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's right, because we were sitting with Caprito.
Yes, we were.
Who was fighting? Oh, Mike Russo.
Mike Russo,
yeah.
It did not go well for him that night.
No. The glory days when we were pressed.
It's not worth it, man. It's like nine hours of work. Too much work.
I take a pass.
No, thank you.
I got to scroll back. There was something else. Oh, shit. So, Tony Ferguson.
Yeah.
He's had some issues. His wife had filed a restraining order against him, unfortunately. He's had a lot of mental issues. And I'm going to read a couple of the issues just so we can get a flavor. There's like eight different things that were listed. I just picked two. And it says Tony had what Christina described as a psychotic break or a panic attack. He screamed in her face, swore at her, and believed she was someone else. She wrote, "I woke up late that night to Tony standing over me, accusing me of being a witch." That's one instance.
Okay.
Christina wrote that Tony unplugged the refrigerator.
So, why?
I don't mean to laugh at this shit.
I don't know why.
And turned off half the power in their home because they believed there were cameras in the refrigerator and ceiling fan and that he was being watched. He also cut wires to the heat and air conditioning units, she wrote, because he believed there was a tracking device in it. But there's like, that's just two of the multiple things that were listed. So hearing all that shit, do you let this guy fight again?
Well,
why or why
it
not?
Depends. Okay, so what you're describing, the manic episodes, psychotic break, I don't
know. And there was much worse.
Did they ever mention if he had depressive? It sounds like he might be bipolar, is what I'm thinking. And if that's the case, certainly he can fight, but he needs to get on some kind of meds. I don't know if the USADA allows that, but in general, I mean,
they should.
Yeah, they should. I'm not sure that has anything to do with CTE. He might just have like bipolar.
It could be both.
Personality.
Well, if you're a fighter, you have it, 100%. This guy, I think, is like a football
player.
Yeah,
but you know, it could be a few things. It could be that. It could be just a manic episode. He could be schizophrenic. It could be a lot of shit going on.
What about his training methods?
Well, I don't know.
You ever see all the bullshit
he's
doing?
Yeah, it's a little bit crazy. But, you know, I like his fight style, and yeah. I would say that this sounds kind of normal for a guy.
It's normal for a fighter. Just put him on a leash. And,
yeah, it's fine. Feed him some crackers and some pudding, chocolate pudding.
All right. Fight on, he says.
Fight on. No harm, no foul.
True. Kamaru Usman was on the Joe Rogan podcast. Mm-hmm. He just won the 170-pound title over fucking Tyron Woodley. And there was that cool video backstage of Kamaru basically breaking down, getting hugs from Tyron's mom.
Yeah, that was really cool.
That was a nice
said
moment.
It was his time and that stuff.
That was cool.
Tyron's mom's pretty fucking cool, I gotta say, right?
I don't know. I couldn't be like that if you just beat the shit out of one of my kids.
She loves Jesus.
We got problems.
She's all good.
We got problems, man. Yeah. I'm ride or die. I'm not going to jump on your side.
If you're about the respect, Matt, you'd be like, hey, respect.
Nope. I don't roll like that.
They're going to come for you. You'd be ready or something like that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah. But he was super intelligent. He was talking about, I think he's going to fight Colby Covington next. And Colby's been saying all this shit about immigrants and whatnot. And Usman said, listen, when I go into a fight, I'm not trying to hurt the guy. I'm just trying to win. But when I come into this fight, I am fighting for all the immigrants.
Ooh.
And I'm going to put a fucking beating on this man.
Nice.
Like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. So now you have a motivated Usman.
BJ Penn?
Yeah. So he's going to do some work. The other problem is he's also had 5 knee surgeries.
Yeah.
Said he doesn't run, does a lot of swimming, a lot of aerodyne. So he's kind of like, who else was that? I think Connor was doing running,
right.
And he was
Chris
doing
Weidman
the
too had
biking
the knee injuries and shit.
And Cain Velasquez.
Cain.
Right? So, but the crazy thing is he has awesome cardio. So whatever he's doing is working.
Working.
I always thought you had to run. I thought you had to run.
No, you can do cardio anyways. You know, there's that that climbing machine too, which is pretty killer. I forgot what you call Nautilus or something like that.
I don't know.
I think so. But yeah, good stuff.
What else you got?
I only have knowledge, which I'll save for later.
Okay. Apparently, Misha Tate's got some more nudie pics that got leaked. You know where to find them.
I'm gonna look them right now.
There's a few more than there were in the past. So.
Oh, here we go. TheFappening.com 6 days ago. Let me take a look. Oh, geez. He's with Brian Caraway?
Yeah, so this looks titties.
Oh, damn. Why are they doing this?
Well, someone got hacked. But I've seen some of these pics.
You've seen
them. Angle's going to go bye-bye now.
I'm still with you.
What?
I only got... There's only 2 photos. Where's the rest of them?
There's a whole bunch more.
Oh, continue reading. Here we go. 15 photos.
Now I'm getting distracted.
No.
See, some of these I've already seen.
I mean, she looks a little slutty in some of these photos.
What do you mean some?
Okay, all the photos. She looks... I just don't like her face. That's my part of my problem. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not seeing anything good in any of these. So this website doesn't have the graphic
like
ones.
Hardcore porn.
I'm just saying, for those curious minds, take a look. There's some stuff out there. I'll give you...
Are you talking about these?
I like the third one over.
This one?
Yep.
A lot of booty.
And then there's some other stuff.
Wow. How are they finding these photos?
Well, they're hacking her.
How am I finding these photos? I don't know.
Hacking her business.
She's got that cooch going on.
Yep.
I'm not, I can't say that I'm that super attracted to her.
You're more Ronda Rousey kind of guy.
Kind of.
She's dirty.
Dirty, dirty's good.
Like white trash dirty.
Ooh, Scandal Planet. All right, I'm listening.
Right.
I'm listening.
Moving right along. So here's a weird stat of the week. So Tim B on Twitter put this tweet out. He said, Dominic Cruz and Donald Cerrone entered the UFC at the same time in early 2011.
Uh-huh.
Cruz has 6 fights.
Okay.
5 wins, 4 bonuses. Cerrone has 30 fights, 22 wins, and 16 bonuses in that time frame.
Whoa.
That is fucking crazy. So, 6 fights for Cruz, 30 fights for Cerrone.
Well, Cerrone's proven that
he's a...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's a 5 or 6 fight a year kind of guy.
Yeah, he can handle that shit. Where Cruz is like, you know... I lost my video now. See, you distracted me. I was looking at all this ass. I found it again. We're good. Okay. Carry on.
It'll all work out. You don't have to worry. And then the tweet of the week, I think I only saw one. It was Conor McGregor. He says, Tony Ferguson is the type of guy. I wasn't sure where he was going to go, but that when all the chips are down, can pick them right back up again and come back stronger than ever. Came back from a debilitating injury in record time to give us one of the fights of the year. Let's go, Tony.
He's rooting for him, huh?
Yeah, that's nice to see. You could have shit on him when he's down, but he chose the high road. So good on him. Let's do some ass nuts. We've been right along.
I'm still going to go home and look at this fappening situation.
You saw everything, right?
That's it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'll look at it again.
Much closer.
Much closer.
Pants off.
That's the best way to
pants
fly.
Pants off, dance off.
That's right.
Michael Bisping is getting inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame. Is he worthy? And why or why not?
I would say yes.
Why?
He's had like 30 fights or something, hasn't he?
He got fluke title. Luke title win!
Oh, come on, man. He spit on some guy and probably...
He did a bunch of shit I didn't like. I think the best thing he did was falling off like a foosball table.
On the Ultimate Fighter. Yeah, that was funny.
That was classic.
That was pretty good. Josh Koscheck?
Mayhem.
No, Mayhem Miller, sorry.
Unfortunately, Mayhem didn't have a good run.
He fucking destroyed him in that fight.
Mayhem was a much better fighter than he portrayed in the UFC. He was much better on Strikeforce.
Is all that weed and craziness that fucked him up.
Well, I think it was the blonde hair, and I think... Yeah, where is he now? That's one of those...
He's probably selling HBO.
Yeah.
Look at how crazy.
Those guys are still there. Like, is it safe for me to get up now? I feel like I'm being threatened. I can kill everybody in this whole vicinity of 6.5 miles around my houses. Like, sir, we're going to go now. No, nobody's leaving.
I would love that. I could see you doing some shit like that. Like, literally. We can't leave. This man's crazy. He's going to kill us all. Look at him.
Maybe.
Like, yep.
Donald J. Turner on Twitter asks, he says, if you could write a few lines into the UFC code of conduct, what would they be?
Lines into the code of conduct?
Yeah. Only ass play is allowed.
Okay.
Eating or checks. Sexing.
Oil checks are totally mandatory. Code of conduct. You must wear no pants for interviews. No pants.
That's bad. He's talking about the men.
I am talking about all fighters.
Jared Christensen asks, which upset was a bigger win at 170? Masvidal or Pettis?
I'd say Pettis. I did not see that coming.
Right, and he was a huge underdog,
yeah,
if I remember it correctly.
Did not. I mean, who knew that was going to happen?
I wasn't going to bet on that.
Fuck no. And, I mean, we'll see. We'll see.
I like the bet on heavyweights.
Yeah?
It's very... hit or miss. I feel like the odds are like that Cormier. That was the one that we made bank on.
Yeah.
And then Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. # Nuts Rule, # Matt Rabe Train, # Ingo Sugar Daddy. You could choose three of these nine options. Okay. Which would you choose from?
There's nine.
Come on, man.
Perfect health. Choose/keep body type. Super strength. Heal other illness. Super intelligence. Find love forever. Talk to deceased loved ones. Change three things from the past. Or unlimited money.
All right. It's easy. Perfect health. Unlimited money. And super intelligence, because I'm vain.
Oh, I'm just going to go super strength, super intelligence, and unlimited money. Bing, bang, boom!
Like it.
What is your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
Bag it.
It's not a curse word.
It is in my house.
Okay.
Well, I usually precede it by "you fucking faggot."
Okay, so thank you.
But it's when I'm playing video games, and I don't mean it in a derogatory way. I just mean it in an offensive, like "you motherfucker," like okay. "You motherfucker, you fucking faggot." Okay. Does that make sense?
It does.
And unfortunately, my kids hear this all the time. Like, what the fuck? My wife's upstairs. My kids hear it. Like, what is wrong? But they probably think I'm the most homophobic guy in the world. I'm like, no, I just like to say very fucking offensive things when I'm getting fucked by a video game that's trying to bend me over and ram like 12-inch kibasas up my ass.
That's right.
Every fucking time.
My son is 10 and he uses motherfucker a lot. When
good.
When he plays video games, I'm like, dude, I'm like, buddy, can you just...
So when we start playing and I start dropping the F-bomb, you can like, say whatever. You fucking faggots. And you're fucking...
You can say whatever you want. I don't really care. He's a man. He's 10 years old. He's a young man.
Great.
He should hear some vulgar, offensive shit. I just... Motherfucker in particular, I'm like, okay, buddy, like, really? Like, I think you should save that for later, okay?
Save that for mom, all right?
Like, literally, only use that when you talk to your mother.
Okay. And she'll appreciate that,
she'll
right?
She'll understand.
You motherfucker! What? What? You call me that? Go to your room. Give me your Switch, you son of a bitch. You motherfucker! There's only one motherfucker in this house.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what's going on. What profession, other than yours, would you like to attempt, and what profession would you not like to do?
What would I like to attempt? Porn star. Just for a day. Maybe two. Or, you know, a couple years. I don't know. What would I not like to attempt? I don't want to be one of those guys that is on the helicopters that fixes the power lines. You ever see that?
No.
It's fucking insane. Google that shit.
Are they being dropped down or are they climbing
up? The helicopter flies up and then they attach to the power line. The helicopter hovers and then they get on the power line. It's like crazy high up in the air. You can find these videos.
Brazil's.
I saw this video with my son on YouTube.
They're above the clouds.
It's just insane how high they are. And they climb on these power lines. And the power lines are huge. You can walk on them, right? Mm. But they're fixing some shit on there. I would never want that job. Fuck that job.
It's like a pass. Oh, it's a hard pass.
No. Fuck that. My watch is going crazy. Oh, it says I'm supposed to breathe.
Breathe.
Am I not breathing?
Breathe. That what the fuck? Fuck off, Apple.
It knows.
All right?
It knows when.
It knows what?
It knows when I'm not breathing, apparently.
Breathe. Yeah, I'm dead. I'm passed out. I'm in a coma. Breathe. Like, that's going to help you do anything.
Well, the new watch has, I don't have, mine's old. It has the emergency thing where it knows if you're dead. It calls 911. Like, thanks.
I'm not breathing.
I'm not breathing. You call 911.
There's no heartbeat.
No.
What would I like to attempt? Well, I like this shit. I like playing Weekend Mechanic.
Okay.
And I just like building shit. But the mechanic shit, I've been getting into that a lot.
Yeah.
I literally think we're in the Matrix right now because anytime there's a problem with one of my vehicles, I just look it up. So what did I do this year? I did brakes, rotors, pads. I just did a starter this past week.
Okay.
Fucking instrument panel cluster. Took the whole fucking dashboard out. Took the cluster
wow.
out.
Wow. Impressive.
Window, motor. The window wasn't going.
Now it is?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Love this
MacGyver
shit.
Over here.
And then just building shit. I'd like to build more shit.
Yeah.
As a profession, that would be fun, I think. Building it's all about putting stuff together.
Yeah.
Fixing shit.
That's right.
And then what would I not want to do? Any fucking office job. Yeah, I never again, never going into a fucking office.
How long has it been since you've been to office?
That's a good question. I think 7 years.
Pretty crazy, isn't it?
Right? Is that even legal?
It's legal.
Barely.
You're making,
legal.
You're making it happen.
Somehow.
Somehow.
One way or another.
Yeah.
eBay is a good thing, too.
Yes.
It's not a lot of shit on eBay. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear? Or what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
Welcome, my son. Here are all the virgins.
Yeah, weed in the front, bitches in the back.
That's even better. Yes.
Fuck, marry, kill. Celebrity edition number 37. Female wrestlers number 17. Nobody's paying attention. Bro, okay. First, we start with Bayley. We've seen her before. I tell you right now. Dead.
Sight.
Dead. Next is Paige. Ooh, I think she had a porn.
Dark.
I think
mysterious.
She had a porn. She's right. Real dirty.
Might have to fuck her.
She's like Jennifer Lawrence dirty.
Oh, nice. Okay.
You'd be like that one. Definitely. And then we have Sonya.
I'm not too
she
impressed.
Kind of looks like the... There's an MMA fighter. Albu.
I don't want to marry any of these chicks. I'm gonna kill the first one.
Yeah.
And fuck the last two.
I'm going to marry Paige, fuck Sonya, and then kill off this fucking man.
Bayley.
Knowledge. What do you got? You
all right, man. Shit. I found this video. Things. Here's Matt. When it is not your turn to die, this airplane fighter pilot / exhibitionist flying around. He's like, oop, I lost the wing.
No sorry. Big deal. You can fly with one.
This is not going. It's not a good day for him. He's crashing to the ground, single wing man. He's like, oh, I wonder what
he's... death spiral. I've seen Top Gun.
Yeah. He's like, what is he thinking right now? He's like, okay, he's out of the shot. Here he is. There's the wing. There's the man.
He's going to fly it upside down.
He's like, okay. I don't know why he has not bailed.
How does a wing just fly off?
Because he's...
Does he not have a parachute?
Apparently not, because he hasn't bailed yet. But he's like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to save the plane because I'm a fucking rock star. And wham!
Jesus Christ. Wow. Bam. Fuck that.
And this is not a
no
joke.
No way.
This actually happened.
That's what? Photoshop.
No, it is not.
I'm not buying
it
into
is
that.
Not Photoshop.
The way that fucking landed is horseshit.
What's this?
Fuck you and your edited videos.
That's not
if he's not puking his guts out, fuck this guy.
He's going crazy. He's like, oh my God, how did you do this?
That's fake
it's
news
fake,
right
man.
There.
It's real.
I am not buying
it's
into
real.
This.
It's for real.
That's shenanigans.
It is for real, just like Virgin Pussy. It's
real. I don't know what that is.
You did it one time, many moons ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
So here's in Russia, apparently they have a face-slapping contest. So.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. Yes, I saw. That's not the video I saw, but I saw something similar.
I'm going to put a volume.
Ruski! Hey!
That wasn't even that good. Oh,
dude.
It's the fucking KO.
You KO'd him?
Yep.
Does
it come? Look at him. He's still
like,
out
good.
Of it.
I'm good. I'm good. That guy's huge compared to the other guy. Isn't there weight classes?
That was so weak. And notice this guy. He's palm striking like Bass Rutten, by the way. Oi, 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 oi.
That guy's out.
But that's he's, it.
One guy's putting everything behind his
smelly salts.
They're waking him back up?
Yeah. Get back in there. Go again. That's it. But fuck, man.
That's crazy.
I forgot what they got. I think they got 300 rubles or something.
Rubles? Rupees? Wait, that's something else. Rubles?
Yeah. Rubles. That's Russia, right? Rubles?
Yeah. That's pretty solid.
Get this last one.
Another one?
And this looks like it's a fake tattoo. I'm not 100% sure. But... Oh. It only takes me about 100... clicks. Would you consider getting this tattoo? You gotta wait for it. I don't know what show this is, but I don't know if they're real. I think they're fake.
What's that?
Walking up to the mirror and
what the fuck?
Would you get that tattoo ever? Was there any amount of money where you're getting
Is that a man?
Yes.
No.
A man bent over and his asshole is your fucking belly button.
Maybe if I was like ultra gay, I might consider that. But I am not gay. Therefore,
well, I don't know. I saw the pictures on your vacation of all the sausages you were taking down.
So many sausages.
Like 100 at least. This guy, big fan of meat.
Big fan of the meat, especially large meat, sausage meat.
A lot of meat, right?
Yep. I like to slather some shit on it, get juicy meat with lots of mustard.
True that.
Shit. Yeah. So, let's not make it weird. That's been this week.
Don't be afraid, Ingo.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Wagner.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.